Time for another local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from Cease of the Local Hero, folks, and Rob Watson, who is the chef, the Lone Wolf. So many times, even though I live in Turner's Falls, we make a special trip to the Lone Wolf just to have a little breakfast and spend some time in Amherst. And we're going to do, last week we did something we never did on the air before, which was...
And that was scary.
It was so scary.
Yeah.
We ate a scorpion chili.
That's right. I avoided it.
It was supposedly the hottest known chili known to man, and I could almost not breathe. And then when I stood up after the segment was over, I was dizzy.
And you both had tears in your eyes for 10 minutes past that time.
And it was like you were babysitting two people who were high.
I was the designated non-hot pepper eater.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And now Rob Watson has a stove in the studio. You're going to actually cook here in the studio. What do you got there, Rob?
I brought my Easy Bake Oven this morning for us.
Which is how he makes everything at the Lone Wolf.
Well, what we're going to do is it's a sort of one of the items from the menu for Taste of You next week, a roasted sweet potato, caramelized onion, spinach, and cheddar cheese.
Oh, my God.
Quesadilla.
So this is a taste of Taste of You.
Because Rob Watson and Lone Wolf are going to be catering Taste of You first. Phil, what is Taste the View? It's September 19th at Quant Quant Farm, the most fun farm to say in the valley. Quant Quant.
Quant Quant.
But what is Taste the View?
So Taste the View is our annual amazing fundraising event that we do where we serve up an incredible local meal that is sourced and donated generously by over 20 local farmers. And we find someone like Rob, who's running a local hero restaurant and knows how to cook the best ingredients into the best meal. It gets served up. People pay to come. They get to eat amazing food. They get to know which farm provided the ingredients for what aspect of it. And they get to do some live auction items and silent auction items. And then we run away with all those resources and get to bring the community and farming together for the next 12 months.
And it's important to note that I think if you see the trajectory of the local agriculture in this area, that CESA plays a major role in that, and in promoting those farms, organizing those farms to get their message out, and helping to foster these farmers markets that have cropped up, and at the local hero restaurants as well. Rob Watson, the chef at the Lone Wolf, which many people go to for breakfast or lunch. And so you may have like a perception about like, oh, it's a breakfast joint.
Right.
But you are a chef.
Well, if you want dinner, you can't go to the Lone Wolf. You have to get Rob to cater the dinner for you.
Yeah, there you go. Right. And that's what's going
to
happen.
We're happy to come to your home.
Yeah. But you are a chef.
I am a chef. I've been a local chef here in the Valley on and off for 30 years.
Yeah. You were Blue Heron.
Blue Heron. I was part of Del Rey, Spoleto Incorporated. I got out of working dinners once my kids became school age. But, you know, the catering piece keeps me connected with doing the nice
nighttime high-end food.
Yes, the nighttime food.
Yep. So is it the same thing to cook for just Monty as it will be for 200 people?
Oh, it's going to be better for the people.
Hey! What else are you going to bring to the people, though?
Well, we have all sorts of stuff. We're going to have corn fritters that we're doing. We're going to be doing barbecued pulled pork as an appetizer. Local greens. We have local beef coming from multiple farms with a Syrah demi-glaze and a Great Hill blue cheese and caramelized onions and roasted savory dish. Turkey and chicken will be on the menu along with barramundi.
And this is buffet style. So
yes.
It's not like you have to choose the beef or the chicken.
Yep.
It's that you can choose and choose again.
Absolutely.
You just have to decide where on the plate you want to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, this is it's September 19th. Quant Quant Farm, as I mentioned before, Quant Quant.
Quant Quant.
Where does this money go? It is a benefit dinner for CESA, Phil Corman. So how does CESA use this money?
So it really goes directly to our mission, which is to basically strengthen local farms and to engage all of us in building the local food economy. So it's really sort of those flexible dollars that let us put it where we need it the most right away, or maybe some of it we know we may need in a month or two or three. And the whole idea is, in this one night, it's really the slice of our work for the entire year, because we're talking about the farmers, we're identifying the food ingredients from which farm, the farmers are giving to the community on that night, and then the community in turn is giving back to CESA, who in turn give back to the farm. So it's this wonderful cycle and tapestry of community.
And I like to remind people, because you know, you come into this area and you think this is a picturesque, idyllic, right, you know, utopian bubble. But it is an intentionality that has kind of created it that way. And it's organizations like CESA, it's the farmers donating all this stuff, it's chefs like Rob Watson participating and building this community that keep that bubble from bursting, really. How are my quesadillas doing, Rob?
We're ready.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Pull them off there. Rob cooks all of the food at the Lone Wolf on this tiny little camp stove. That's what people don't know.
You should see us do waffles in this pan.
All right, he's taking it in his hand.
All right, we got some guac and some salsa over there, too.
Later on, yep.
He's umming.
Delicious. Rob Watson's quesadilla is cooked live in the studio. A little slice of a taste of the view. Taste the view. September 19th, a benefit for CISA with Rob and the Lone Wolf catering, the buffet, and all to go to CISA, the local hero, folks. You can find more and make your reservation at buylocalfood.org.